Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, such a great song. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
How's it going over there?
Oh, you know, doing the thing.
Here's our question of the hour. What is the restaurant recipe that you wish you had? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls, but Disney keeps on doing this thing, and they've been doing it since March, where they drop one of their secret, top secret in-park recipes. And I generally don't really care about them, except for the Dole Whip. I was super excited about it, because that is something that is a treat when you go to Disney World, a Dole Whip. And I thought that would be a fun one to make at home, and it was really easy. So that one I was excited about. But they just dropped another recipe on how to make Gaston's giant cinnamon rolls at home. And I was like, I don't really care, but there are tons of restaurant recipes that I would love to be able to make at home.
This has been a feature of COVID-19.
Yeah.
COVID-19 pandemic, whatever you know, want to attribute it to. But a lot of restaurants, because they've had to close or shutter, are like, we're going to keep your attention by dropping some, you know, recipes you can make at home. And there was this period where it was just like a cavalcade of, you know, our favorite recipes that were just dropped one after the other.
But look at all those ingredients.
I mean, it does look like work. I mean,
well, I was going to say there is a picture of somebody like laying out all the ingredients, and it says the ingredients are simple. I'm like, oh, that looks like a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm too tired. I'm just going to keep on putting a whipped cream can in my mouth and just
I mean,
enjoying
again, if it's going to be hard,
did it last night.
I'm just going to go and get the Pillsbury roll and just, you know, dump them on the tray and put the icing on at the end, you know?
I will say, though, there is a place, right? Like, and I've done this more this year than I've ever done in my life, where I've actually said, okay, I'm going to set about doing something complicated because I'm not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So
I think it's perfect timing is what I'm saying.
And like I get the Disney thing. I totally understand, because there are things that you can only get in Disney World. And I don't know if you've checked in your backyard, but we're in Minnesota. And so I'm not going to Disney World anytime soon. And if you just want to have the flavors of Disney World in your life, then these are kind of fun to have. And they actually do have an unofficial Disney Parks cookbook that you can get your hands on and figure out how to make some of these things. And you can find a copycat recipe anywhere on good old Pinterest. Mm-hmm. But there are just times where you have a hankering for something that you just can't get your hands on. And ability to make it at home is kind of a nice little thing. So 651-641-1071. What is the restaurant recipe that you wish you had? I think like one, honestly, I don't make fried chicken. But doesn't everybody kind of want their hands on the Colonel's secret recipe?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say fried chicken, because the one I was thinking about is I want Cubs fried chicken. Ooh. Like, I'll let the Colonel keep making the recipe. But yeah, that's been a lifelong secret, right?
Right.
Like, for us anyway.
Like, how do I make that?
Surely there are several copycat recipes, you know, frittering around on the internet. But I don't think the Colonel has ever divulged his secrets.
No. And nor will they probably, they being the Colonel, nor will he.
Yeah.
Ever divulge that. I mean, I think that one's going to remain a mystery forever.
You guys, he can't do it because he's dead.
Okay. So we're never going to know.
That hurt.
I will say, so one of the ones that I always wished I could make at home was the Zuppa Toscana recipe from Olive Garden. And yeah. There's plenty of copycat recipes. But one time I had a friend, I think the statute of limitations has run out on this, who like brought me the actual restaurant recipe.
Oh,
yeah,
what
but
do you
guys,
mean the statute of limitations, like that's illegal.
No, I don't know. I just made that up. Oh, like, but okay. It's been a long enough time that I can't even actually remember who the friend was. But they gave me like a printout of the actual recipe. But here's the problem, you guys, when they make that stuff at the Olive Garden,
it's like for 50
exactly
people. Yeah.
So the measurements were a little bit beyond what my kitchen could handle. And I'm not real good at math. And so like reducing the recipe was not an easy thing.
Yeah.
So I never really got around to making it. 651-641-1071. What's the restaurant recipe you wish you had? Do we have a caller, Holly?
Yeah, Cookie Patty's on the line.
Yay. Hello, ooh, Cookie Patty. Cookie Patty.
Hi.
What is the restaurant recipe you wish you had?
The queso sauce, the cheese queso sauce from Acapulco Restaurante.
Oh, you know what? I'm the same way, but for the queso sauce at Pepito's.
Okay.
So I'm with you on that, though.
I have tried to make a queso sauce, I bet a half a dozen times, and I search for the right cheeses, and I go to Kowalski's or Lund's and Byerly's and deep dive into the specialty cheeses, and I just come up with this gloppy, chunky, gross, won't even touch it.
We would rather have your cookies, I think is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, a chocolate chip cookie on a tortilla chip, it doesn't taste the same.
Not the same as that yummy queso. Oh, yeah, I get that. I'm with you.
If anybody knows how to make a good, cheesy, non-gloppy, send it in to you guys. Cobra posted on the website.
Yeah,
because I would be all over.
We'll match make you with it.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you, Cookie Patty. Have a great day. Holly, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we have Mary.
Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary. Mary, what is the restaurant recipe you wish you had?
Well, and I cannot remember the name of it, but it was up in Anoka, and they had the all-you-could-eat prime rib and salad.
Okay.
And
I'm looking it up.
And I tried Googling it, and they've been closed, I think, for years. But it was like a sauce that had cauliflower and whatever on the salad.
Mm.
And it was, and mainly sugar. I know, naughty. But it was awesome, and I spent I don't even know how many times trying to recreate it. But I will tell you that my daughter has mastered your Olive Garden soup.
Get out of town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Well, please, if you would be so kind as to pass that along to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is my favorite soup.
Yeah, and she loves it, and she makes it all the time, so I absolutely will send that to you.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Mary. Was the restaurant you're talking about Tequila Berries?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you thinking of the original Tequila Berries salad?
Yes.
I've got great news for you. You email me, I will email you that recipe.
Oh, wonderful.
Look at that.
Tag
recipe. You Googling away.
Recipe matchmakers. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you for your call, Mary. Have a great day. Look at that. Just made a day.
Making recipes happen.
Making recipes happen. Yeah, Tequila Berries has been closed for a long time, but I do recall that they had a really good salad. So I will make sure that Mary gets that. And anybody else, actually, who wants the tequila, you can Google it. It's easy. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have to catch up with Rebel Wilson and her exclusive Chipotle Uber deal. Part two, we'll tell you about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Let's talk about Rebel Wilson. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on with Rebel?
Well, let's call this Rebel Wilson Part 2 exclusive. She sat down with People Magazine, and yesterday we talked about Rebel Wilson talking with People Magazine. about how she ate 3,000 calories a day, but this is her year of health. Also, by the way, she has a partnership with Chipotle, Uber Eats, and Hinge, or Hinge, what's it called?
I think it's Hinge.
I'm not in the dating world, so I don't know. I think it's a dating app, right?
Correct. I believe
Hange.
So.
Anyway, so she has this partnership with the three of them, and it's...
I have a question.
I don't know... What?
Are they partnered with each other, too?
It's like, yeah, it's like a...
It's like a bundle?
It's a campaign.
She bundled?
Yeah, she bundled her endorsements.
Okay.
So we learned about that yesterday, or we knew about it before that, but we talked about it yesterday because there was this whole spread, exclusive, in People magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, look at this, People exclusive. Rebel Wilson says she dated a lot before finding boyfriend Jacob P. Bush. Quote, I gave it my all. So, okay, so I think to myself, I'm going to get some sort of details on her love life. Now, why, Colleen, really quickly, before I tell you about this story and why it's kind of a buzzard and we need to shame people a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
why are we fascinated by Rebel Wilson?
So, for a couple of reasons.
Currently.
One of them is that she's firmly placed herself in a publicationship, which is a relationship for publicity. And you know this because of the ways that you see her and Jacob P. Bush flaunting their relationship via the social medias. But we suspect that one of the reasons why this is a fruitful publicationship for her is because she is trying to do a transformational image change from her roles of yore, which were typically, and these are not, I mean, these are my words, to describe the archetype that she was accustomed to playing. She mm-hmm. was always the fat friend. That was the role that she inhabited.
Absolutely.
And I suspect that she is trying to make the change into more of a romantic lead type role. And in order to do that, she has chosen to make that transformation also in her personal life.
And at the very least, to try to be a more well-rounded celebrity, not just being the like one-hit wonder that you mentioned, right? So, so I think this article is all about like her and her relationship, and I'm like, ooh, it's a publicationship experience. I need to read more. So then I start to read People magazine's exclusive with Rebel Wilson, and they say before the year of health came the year of love for Rebel Wilson, and she really committed. I'm like, wait,
what?
But here is the tell. Next sentence, quote, the actress who recently partnered with Uber Eats, Chipotle, and Hinge, link to that advertising campaign, tells People she spent all of last year going out on as many dates as possible. Last year was the year of love. That's why maybe I'm still so obsessed with dating and stuff, because I deliberately went out and I dated a lot of different people. And I wasn't very experienced in love and relationships. My movie, Isn't It Romantic, was pretty similar to my real life in that respect. And so I went out and just gave it my all, tried really hard to find love and stuff.
Love and stuff.
I mean, it's an ad campaign, man. Like, it's just so...
It's
like,
so obvious.
Last year was the year of love. That's maybe why I'm still so obsessed with dating and stuff. Okay, but you're technically in a relationship with this person. I don't, like, it's just that those words don't seem to really mean much organically or genuinely to me.
Also, and I don't know what the actual nature of her relationship is. Right? Like, that's the thing about a publicationship is, like, you know, the people in the publicationship may very well actually be dating. They may have feelings for each other. I don't know if that's the case for her and Jacob P. Bush or not. If it is the case for her and Jacob P. Bush, I have questions because I've heard him speak before and he does. I don't know what they talk about, I guess.
Well, can I tell you, she gets a little more detailed, and this just, I want to paint this picture for you of Rebel Wilson and dating a lot. Jacob P. Bush. Though the COVID-19 health crisis has kept Wilson and Bush home for the most part, also lies.
What? They've
lies,
been all over.
Lies.
Go on.
They've been on private jets. They've been to Europe. The actress and her beau still find ways to have date night. Well, right now, because it's gotten so cozy, I'll put on the fire, and we just eat at my house. I'm just all cozied up. We normally order in something, and then just cozy up, because it's just that time of year.
Okay.
What?
That is a lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Lie detector says that's a lie. And you're not even lying well, because you're touting an ad campaign about staying in with your date and ordering in.
And Chipotle and Uber Eats.
In the content of the story saying, I just stay in and order in with my date.
Okay. I can't. Right. I might break. But the thing about this that I think is insulting, again, if we are to believe. So let's just go with the premise that she and Jacob P. Bush are in a very legitimate, completely loving, exclusive dating relationship.
Yeah.
They're just a dating couple. They're not engaged. They're not married. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the way she makes it sound, though, is like, yeah, I totally dated around. I went all in until I settled down with this guy I just started dating. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing has really, like, there's nothing. There hasn't been a transition that has taken place.
No.
But she is painting the picture as though there has been, right?
Yeah, like what? Yeah, when she says that, or when they say through her, obviously, because she's telling them this, that the COVID has kept her and Bush home, and they just sit around getting cozy by the fire. Evidence by what?
Yeah, like
on your timeline,
zero. Because the only pictures you see of them, and they take pictures on their dates. Don't worry about it, right? Because we've seen them in a hotel hallway, leaned up against the wall awkwardly while he kisses her cheek. We've seen them on a private jet. We've seen them like on beaches.
They're in Cabo and they're in Monaco.
Yeah, but we don't see them.
Monaco,
which is, by the way, not at home in front of function. That is not at home in front of the fire. Trust me, I know, because guess where I am? At home in front of the fire.
And it's not even your fire.
So true. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots coming at you after this on My Talk 107. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Sometimes some other places. Jazz hands, big finish. All right, we're going to Alabama.
Alabama, where the wind goes.
Nope.
Screaming. No?
Nope. We're going to meet a real-life Burger King Hamburglar. His name is Daniel Andrews, and he's 35. And he's been working at a Burger King for a hot minute, and he was like, I think I've got a pretty good way to really maximize my work and steal some money from this place. And so he did. He stole $30,000 from the store over the course of the past year. But he didn't just grab it from the till and, like, you know, shove it in his pockets $5 at a time. No, sir. What he did is he created fake employees in the store's computer and then got them on the payroll. But he directed their pay
to
himself.
Oh, God.
$30,000 over the course of a year. And then somebody was on to him and they were like, hold the phone. Somebody been taking a money. He was charged with theft, identity theft, and computer tampering.
I mean, I guess on the one hand, I'm like, $30,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but to be able to, like, get away with $30,000, even though it took a year to do it, seems like a lot. So, yeah.
I mean, that's, like, it is a...
What was he paying? I mean, like, several people, a total of $30,000?
I don't know.
That's sad.
I mean, it sounds like they were, it sounded like he did a few different profiles. Fake hires. I mean, he, check his mugshot.
Let's take a look at Mr. Alabama.
It looks like he's like, I got caught.
I got away with it too until they caught me.
Which means you didn't get away with it, sir. He's only 35.
Yeah.
That dude looks like older than me. Okay.
Where are we going next, trainer?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm really excited to tell you that we are going to Connecticut. And I want to take you on a leisurely stroll to Naugatuck, Connecticut. And I don't know where that is. I've never been to Connecticut. I don't think anyway. And I need to take you to a residence Thursday afternoon on High Street. Not Drug High, but that's just the name
of
the
street. Well,
you never know. High Street. Well, that's true with the story. And I want to tell you...
I said...
Oh, you were laughing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, this is just a weird story. According to the police, officers were dispatched on Thursday afternoon to this residence after a caller reported that there was something really weird happening in the backyard. And it's so weird. I don't know. Holly, get your fingers ready. Imagine if you will.
Yep.
You look out your rear window, right? Mm-hmm. To see like, oh, look, it's a beautiful day. Oh, look, there's a man in my backyard. Oh, look, this man is half dressed. Oh, look, this man is screaming. Oh, this man is putting his into a tree.
He was relating to the tree?
He was humping the tree.
Okay, can I say the obvious thing right now?
Yeah.
That is not the first time that man has gotten busy with that tree.
No. But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more. Well, I can't wait. The tree got pregnant.
Call Maury.
Well, that's some big wood, kids.
No, he had sexual relations with the tree, screamed, and then ate some branches.
What?
Yeah. No, he ate branches. It says, the 911 caller reported that an unknown male in a backyard, half-dressed, so he was wearing a shirt but no pants,
well,
was putting...
You gotta, you know, he's modest. Gotta have access there.
Yeah, he was getting busy with the tree, screaming and eating branches. When cops arrived, that's where it gets crazier.
Oh my gosh.
When cops arrived, the suspect then runs into a neighboring house, causing its inhabitants to flee their home in fear.
Yes.
Of course, because there's a pantsless man
who just
running turgid through their home.
Who just had his way with a tree and then ate it. I mean, I'd hate to see what he'd do with a sexual partner. Like a human being.
Well, he'd probably
eat their arms.
He's an objectum sexualis. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't get sexually motivated by people, but inanimate objects like trees, although trees technically are alive. Anyway, so is that some kind of like weird...
We don't have a therapist that's qualified to have this conversation.
The intruder was later identified as John Fignar. He's 36 years old, and he exited the residence, and when he did so, he was placed under arrest with his bottom half still exposed.
Yikes.
He spat at police, and he was taken to jail. You gotta believe that there was some drugs or alcohol. It doesn't say here, but, I mean, screaming, doing the thing with the tree, and eating branches, that sounds like a bath salts experience, if
it
you ask.
It definitely tells a story. But again, like, you don't, like, not every tree is ready to accept that kind of activity.
Well, yeah, so he must be
That's
on the
what
lookout
I mean
for
by,
trees.
Like, he, that you know that wasn't the first time he'd had knowledge of that tree, because... Yeah. He had to have,
he'd lusted after the tree.
He must have, because he showed up with intention, right? He was ready for the experience. he was pantsless.
Can you just imagine the fear? Like, it's hilarious to us after the fact because we're reading details and the words just don't even make sense.
No.
But to, like, literally, I look out the back door several times a day to see what's going on in the backyard before I let the dog out. And if I saw a man making love to my tree.
It's just, again, the words just don't make sense.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Where are we going?
Thank you for asking. For our next story, we are going to, where are we? We're going to a cemetery in Adelaide, Australia.
Oh, I wonder if Zac Efron is there.
I hope not, because I hope he was nowhere near this. We are going to meet a 67-year-old man by the name of Raymond James Stratford. Okay. He has three names. And what do we say about three-named people? Never good.
Don't trust him.
He also was performing an act with an inanimate object.
Oh,
this
it's
time
a twofer.
Not a tree. But he's in a cemetery.
Oh God. The fetishes are strong today.
They really are. He was in a cemetery with an electric toothbrush.
What?
Yep.
Was he brushing his teeth?
Oh, no.
What was he doing? What kind of act can you perform with a toothbrush?
I don't know. Oh. I have a guess.
Well, there are two guesses.
Uh-huh. Are you going to guess them? Or... Let's just say it's a battery-operated thing. So there's a buzz to it, is all I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, there's like
either
a...
that or I was like, maybe he's sitting on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm saying, like, it might have been in a place.
Oh, God, the world we live in.
Now, here's the worst part, is that this is not the this is not the first time that he made his way to that cemetery and had his way with an electric toothbrush. This was something that had happened more than once. There had been at least two separate complaints from women who had seen him doing this in the preceding few weeks.
Can you please read the next sentence? Because that is my favorite.
The part about...
defending Stratford.
Okay. His solicitor, Sarah Bamford, told the court that her client had decided to interfere with himself in the cemetery. Interfere with himself because, quote, he didn't live that far from it and it was out in the open. That's what was going through his head at the time. He was,
I don't know,
purely being out in the wilderness. There's shrubbery and woods in that cemetery, and that is my instructions on why he went there. So essentially, he wanted to do the thing outside, and the cemetery was the place where he decided to do it. Outside.
Oh,
God. I would say that there are far more wooded areas that are not in full view of. And also, like, I'm sorry, I am a person who has occasion to visit a cemetery, and I just am trying to imagine me rolling up in, like, my grief state to see a human person.
Brushing, not their teeth.
Their teeth, though. That would be alarming.
They're taking care of their cavities.
That's true. One in particular. Good one, Holly. That's a winner.
Holly, well played. Thank you for that. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a little game. We play it every day at 2:45. It's the Throwback Live. Wait. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.
Kristen here, reminding you not to do things. What I mean is, with same-day delivery for everything from gifts to groceries, you only have to do the things you want to do. To not do the other things, visit shipt.com. That's shipt.com.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.